Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. He would be Mike Wilson. A ton of things to dive into as we are 1 week closer to NFL football. We are getting closer to more and more excitement in the NBA with this playoff basketball action. Boston and Toronto knotted up. The Clippers and Denver knotted up. This thing is going to get fun. This is going to get interesting. Will the Bucks get swept? What'll happen with them? And what do they need to do to fix things? A lot to dive into in the NBA for sure. NHL hockey has been fantastic. Those Golden Knights, what can we say about them? Man, oh man, a Game 7 victory. Mike Wilson, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing okay considering my Celtics blew the 2-0 lead, but, you know, in all honesty, this is kind of what I expected out of Boston and Toronto, kind of knotted up. So it's not a surprise. It's a little disappointing, but not a surprise.
Yeah, I think we were expecting a knockout, drag-down type series, and it looks like we've got it, which is great. At least those two teams came to play a little bit, and my Milwaukee Bucks, man, oh man, my, how the mighty have fallen, brother. But anyways, I know we've got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side like we always do with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll break down what's happening in the NHL playoffs. We'll talk about Major League Baseball. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We're getting loose. We're getting warmed up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Listen up, sports fans. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about our favorite sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get in your bets. BetUS.com is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the business. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MYBETUS. That's 1-800-MYBETUS, and they will walk you through getting started. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention Rick Tittle. That's me. And you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. 25 years in the business and the best bonuses. BetUS should be your sports book. Once again, join today. Call 800-MYBETUS and mention Rick Tittle, BetUS.com.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year
is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Trying to expand the Jimmy Butler empire and tip the tech space. I'm thinking Jimmy Butler dating app, maybe Butler book.
I like it.
Jimmy face.
These are all good ideas.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Well, Jimmy Buckets definitely doing his thing against the Milwaukee Bucks, who are definitely in a major hole. Look, whether they get through, whether they don't, you got to make some changes. You may have to get rid of your coach. You got to figure out a way to keep Giannis Antetokounmpo in Milwaukee, or this guy may walk and... that won't be good. Really won't be good at all. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with you as always, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple different ways, by the way. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And check us out on the social media stuff on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And I'm assuming we have our real professor of sports, John Poulter, with us. So we'll get him in just a moment, actually. So we'll get him up here in just a second. And we will talk some hockey and we'll talk some baseball. And Mike, you and I, we're very into NHL playoff hockey. I would say that we're not as into that regular season as we are football and basketball. But when it comes to postseason and playoff hockey, I am literally completely invested in that stuff, man. I watch it all the way through. I watch those double overtime games. I don't care how long I got to watch a playoff hockey game, Mike. It truly, to me, is the best of all of the bunch.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's just so much intensity, and, you know, the intensity, you know, maybe with fans may not be there this year because the fans aren't there, but the intensity is certainly there with the players. I mean, the cup is on the line, and anytime you got, you know, you get a chance to get a ring, you get that, you know, get that Stanley Cup trophy and all that, the concentration is going to be there, the intensity is going to be there.
All right, let's jump out to the phones and hook up with our guest, John Poulter, professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. And, John, let's not waste any time. Let's talk about the action that took place between the Islanders and the Flyers. Really wasn't much of a contest. You were expecting a tight, tough game. How did this just get out of hand right away for the Flyers?
Good morning, Andy. Morning, Mike. I think it got out of hand pretty quickly simply because the Islanders came to play both offensively and defensively. I sort of expected a much tighter game. Over the first six games, we had seen the five-on-five scoring pretty much even. I think it was either dead even or there was one goal difference between the two teams after six games. So clearly nothing to choose between these two teams over the first six games. I expected more of the same in the game last night, but the Islanders jumped out pretty quickly to a 2-0 lead, further enhanced that to a 3-0 lead, and then, of course, the last goal was into an empty net with about 3 minutes or 4 minutes left in the third period. But I thought that the Islanders came out and not only played well offensively, but showed an ability to shut down Philadelphia from a defensive standpoint, and that was the big factor. As in any sport, you get ahead a couple of games and then start to play good defensively, it makes it doubly hard for the other team to come back. I think that's what sort of happened last night. And in Thomas Greese, they got a great game out of their goaltender. And that's been a bit of a question mark for the Islanders going in. Who's number one? Who's number two? Greese certainly earned another start in the conference finals after his Game 7 last night. Team helped him out tremendously by blocking a lot of shots. But I think we saw a much different New York Islander team last night. And quite frankly, I think if they play that kind of style against Tampa, which is a very good offensive team, Tampa may be in for a bit of a surprise in the next series.
You know, John, you take a look at Vegas, and they got by the Canucks hot goalie that they had going. They get the Dallas Stars now. For either one of these teams, I think this series is going to be shaping up to be a great series, but who do you think comes out on top, and what's it going to take by either team to come out on top?
Well, Vegas is a very strong team. I mean, top to bottom, I think Vegas is a better team than Dallas. But, we saw in that Vancouver series what good goaltending can do. And if Dallas can come up with some good goaltending and continue to play well, it could be a much tighter series than we would have thought. I still think that it's a 6 or 7 game series. I still think it's Vegas on the winning edge when we get to those 6 or 7 games. But clearly Dallas is going to give them a good run for their money. I thought Vancouver was tremendously unlucky in the game on Friday night. Demko came up and played a tremendous game. In fact, he played three tremendous games, all elimination games because they were down 3-1. I thought they were a little bit unlucky in losing that game the way that they did. It was really a 1-0 game because the last two goals were into an empty net. And that one goal came about 15 or 16 minutes into the third period on a power play. And the power play came about because Vancouver made a mistake, had to cover up for it, took a penalty, and Vegas made them pay for it. So, again, two great 7-game series, actually 3 great 7-game series we've seen in the last couple of days because the Dallas series with Colorado went 7 games as well.
Yeah, all fantastic stuff that we're seeing from the NHL playoff hockey stuff. I like I was saying before you came on, this is truly the best tournament. When you talk about all the playoffs, I truly enjoy this the most. We are speaking to John Poulter, our professor of sports here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And, you know, let's just kind of sit here for a moment and talk about those Golden Knights for a moment. You know, we were all over them when they were in their inaugural year, and we loved them. We were hoping for them. We were cheering for them. I'd have to say this is nothing short of remarkable, John. I mean, to be able to have the impact that they've had so quickly on the NHL, I think this has to make other places like Seattle, for instance, who are going to be having a hockey team. This has got to make them say, you know what, we can get right in this thing and we can compete. How good is this for hockey in general?
Oh, I think it's very good. And Vegas kind of did the right thing, and they got a few breaks from the way that the expansion draft was set up, which was much different than what we have seen in traditional expansion drafts in hockey and in other sports. I'm not sure that the NHL will do it exactly the same way going in to the Seattle draft. But I think what it's done two things. As you say, it's given new teams hope of not being doormats for the first five, six, eight, 10 years of their existence. I mean, we saw the New York Mets lose for 9 seasons before all of a sudden they won the World Series. And we've got some expansion teams in baseball and in hockey that have never done anything. But I think it also sets the bar very high and the expectations very high for teams coming in. And that puts a lot of pressure on ownership, the management, and the coaching staff with an expansion team using the Vegas model, which is what I guess we're going to call it from now on. I think it's going to make for some very interesting transactions at the draft. You know, every team is going to lose at least one player with the exception of Vegas. I believe that they are exempt from the Seattle expansion draft. But I think it's going to make teams a lot more careful about who they protect, and perhaps making some of these side deals will be a little bit different than it was with Vegas, because Vegas clearly did their homework before they selected their expansion roster.
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty remarkable what they've been able to accomplish early in their obviously organization's history. This is just something that I'm really marveled at. It's very impressive, and I got to tell you, once again, you know that I'm pulling for these guys, and I think they have a legitimate shot. I thought they had a legitimate shot last season too, but the more I watch them, the more I truly think that they're going to come away with this thing, John. Am I crazy or what?
No, you're not crazy. I think we've got four very good teams. I still think Tampa Bay is a huge threat. Looking at those two rosters, and you know, let's not set aside the Islanders or Dallas in terms of their ability to win their respective series, but if we were to look at a Tampa Bay-Vegas Golden Knight Stanley Cup final, that would be pretty good hockey. Both teams play very well offensively, and I think it would bring a lot of excitement to the sport. And, you know, we're playing the sport out of season, so we need something to keep the fans hooked into this, and maybe a lot of up-and-down hockey in the Stanley Cup final would be a great thing. I think it would be entertaining to watch. Again, Islanders and Dallas will have an awful lot to say about that, because they're two very good hockey teams as well.
Absolutely. It's great stuff. We totally love this NHL playoff hockey. All right, we got to take that quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue talking to John Poulter, professor of sports, but we'll shake it up and we'll switch gears and we'll talk Major League Baseball. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll all be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. And we're hanging out with John Poulter, our professor of sports, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Just got done breaking down NHL playoff hockey and, man, oh, man, that stuff. Literally fantastic, people. If you're not watching, you're missing something. And I know you have a lot of time on your hands. Don't tell me you don't. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a couple different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check out the social media stuff, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. And now let's talk about some real Major League Baseball. And, man, oh, man, the Devil Rays. The Tampa Bay Rays, man, oh, man, have they come on strong in the recent let's say at least the last 10 games or so. They have separated themselves from the rest of the pack. And I don't want to say this and get too crazy right now, John, but can you believe who's in second place right now in the American League East, tied with the New York Yankees? Can you believe it?
Quite frankly, no, I can't. You know, their numbers don't lie. They're both 21 and 18. The Blue Jays have been a funny team. There's no blowouts either way. Pretty much every game is a one-run game or a two-run game, and there's probably a half a dozen games so far this season that they have lost and could quite easily have won, including last night in Boston. They went into the ninth inning last night up a run, but could not squeeze it. A couple of defensive errors in the ninth inning. A bad throw from the catcher, Caleb Joseph, trying to throw out a runner at second base that went into center field and allowed him to go to third. And then that runner came home on a ground ball to the third baseman, Travis Shaw, which was a poor throw. If he'd have thrown it to the catcher at the plate instead of 6 or 7 feet to the catcher's right, the runner may have been out. So potentially they could have won that game last night. And you know, I look at this team that, quite frankly, at the start of the season, I didn't think it was all that good. I still don't think it's all that good. I think it's a bit of luck on everybody else's part that the Yankees have sort of become injured and have come back to the rest of the pack. I don't see anybody catching Tampa Bay. To your point, that's an outstanding ball club, 8-2 in their last 10, a 5.5 game lead, second best record in baseball behind the L.A. Dodgers, and only slightly. I think Tampa Bay is 27-13. I think the Dodgers are 30-11. It's been surprising that the Blue Jays are in second place, but they've got a steady diet of the Yankees this month, starting Monday night. I think they play them 9 times in 12 games or something along those lines, 9 times in 15 games. We're going to learn an awful lot about this ball club and the Yankees' resiliency to fight back over those next 2 weeks. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. No matter what happens, it's been a better baseball season for the Blue Jays than any of us in Toronto could have hoped for.
You know, John, I couldn't agree more with your assessment there. And, you know, you take a look at the American League Central, you know, you got the White Sox, they're up by a half a game over the Indians and Twins. And as we get closer to the playoffs, you know, you start talking about who has the better pitching between those three teams, who has the better pitching to get them into the playoffs and, you know, even make a run deep into the playoffs.
Well, of the three of them, Mike, I would say that probably Cleveland has the most solid pitching staff. And I say that in spite of the fact that they traded Mike Clevinger at the deadline. Cleveland has always had a history, at least in the last 10 or 15 years, have had a history of developing good pitchers and showing why they develop good pitchers and using those pitchers to their advantage. Minnesota, yeah, is half a game out, and that's a very streaky team. You look at their record in the last 10, they're 5-5, but the last five have been wins, so clearly the five before that were losses. I'm not so sure that a streaky team like that is going to do well in the playoffs. The White Sox started out very poorly, a lot slower than I thought they would, but they've been on a great streak lately. I think they're 7-3 in their last 10, so all of a sudden they find themselves in first place in that American League Central, but that is the closest division of the six, and three teams there, as you point out, all a half, within a half a game of each other, and that makes for some pretty exciting baseball in the month of September.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. Let me ask you this, John, since you mentioned trade deadline, winners and losers, give us your thoughts and opinions on the trade deadline. San Diego had to do pretty well, but you let me know what you think.
Well, clearly San Diego are the winners for a number of reasons. They did the most deals. I think they got 10 new players on a 30-man roster, an approximate 30-man roster. That's a pretty good turnover for a team that's in contention. And not only did they make the most deals, they strengthened themselves in every place that they wanted to, which was behind the plate, the outfield, and starting pitching. And they did it without having to give up any of their top four prospects. Their farm system and their young major league roster is so young and so talented that they did have players to spare. So it was the right time to deal some of those guys. But in looking at the overall rankings of those prospects on the MLB Network and Baseball America, they did not give up any of their top five prospects in those deals. So they got some pretty good players by giving up depth in the farm system rather than the top strength of the farm system. So I think that has to put San Diego in first place in terms of the winners at the deadline. They could catch the Dodgers. The unfortunate thing is, if I've read the schedule correctly, there's only three more games, one series between the Dodgers and the Padres, and that's in San Diego mid-September. And the deficit right now, I believe, is six games. So that means that the Padres are going to need some help, and the Dodgers are playing very well. So Padres pretty much have to sweep that series against the Dodgers and then hope for some help. But that's a very young, exciting team, and if not for this year, I think certainly for the next year or the year after, we're going to see a lot of noise out of San Diego.
John, overall, the American League seems to be playing a lot better baseball than the National League. I would say that the American League Central is by far the best division in baseball. I'm just curious as to why the balance of power is so heavily in the American League favor.
I don't know, and I guess if the experts knew that, they'd be very happy as well. I mean, we've talked about this for a number of years on this show, where the National League Central has been the most competitive division, because we've seen the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Brewers,
yeah,
and until the last couple of years, the Pirates, all very much in that mix. And this year I expected the Cincinnati Reds to be in that mix, and they came out of the gate horribly. And, you know, they're still 18-22, and quite frankly, I think they're out of it. They're five games out with 4 weeks to play. But, you know, the Cubs are starting to come back to the pack, as we all thought that they would, and the Cardinals swept a doubleheader from them on Saturday. And while the Cardinals have played a tremendously less number of games, I think the Cardinals have played 31 games and the Cubs have played 40, that deficit is only 2.5, and it's Cardinals have only lost 15 games. The Cubs have already lost 17. So if this continues, we could see the Cardinals catch the Cubs, and given the way the Cubs came out of the gate, I'm not so sure that anybody saw that coming. But I just think this is something that swings from league to league, from division to division, because we've got so much movement of players now, and we've got so many good young players in the game. It's all a question of who develops their young players the quickest and, of course, who stays healthy. And right now the schedule has a big piece of it. You know, we're looking at the Los Angeles Dodgers at 30-11 in the National League West, by far the best record in baseball, 8-2 in their last 10. But if you take a look at their schedule, they've only played 9 of those games against teams that are 500 or more. They're 6-3 in those games. So the Dodgers playing very well, but the schedule has helped them. And when you're playing teams like the Angels and Seattle and Texas on a huge basis because of the way the schedule is compacted this year because of the coronavirus, that's got to help teams like the Dodgers. And I think this is just such an odd year that we're just going to have to say this is a one-off and chalk it up and see who looks good next year and that 2020 was not just a one-off.
I don't disagree with a lot of what you said, and I also want to add that I think that a lot of these teams have already decided they're done with the year, like the Arizona Diamondbacks, who obviously had their fire sale, and it's an interesting way to go about the season and an interesting way to go about the year, but it is what it is. Like you said, hopefully it's just a moment in time. Appreciate you as always, John. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yep, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, stay safe, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL and Major League. This guy's fantastic. That's why we have him each and every week. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you knew there was an energy shot that also helped you lose weight, would you try it? Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots give you sustained energy without the sugar jitters or crash. That's why Keto Energy Shots constantly get 5-star reviews. The secret is our patented all-natural ingredient DBHB. This powerful ingredient revs up your metabolism and turns your body into a fat-burning machine in only minutes. Feel energized while shredding unwanted pounds. Pull into a CVS now and look for Keto Energy Shots in the weight loss aisle. Or go to realketones.com.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from HomeAdvisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to HomeAdvisor's approval and terms. Valid for new HomeAdvisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get 3 things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4555. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Can get at us a couple few different ways. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check out the social media stuff at Facebook, Dorf on Sports, Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports, and love your thoughts, love your opinions. We'll go any direction that you want to go, so no reason to hesitate, no reason to be shy. Get on the horn. Let's talk about the sports world. Let's talk about whatever's going on in your world. I know we have Mitch in Santa Monica, M-I-S-M. So Mitch in Santa Monica, you got Andy Dorf, you got Mike Wilson. What's on your mind today, man?
Well, first of all, we're trying to stay cool out here in Santa Monica. We're going to be over 90 degrees, but you know, I hope. And from my understanding, it's going to like snow in Nebraska and Denver. I mean, what's going on in the next day or two? But that's all I'm calling about. I'm calling about yesterday, and here we are. Mitch in Santa Monica's bold prediction, you know, of no college football. We saw it yesterday. I mean, albeit with, you know, a smattering of fans, but it was pretty terrible football, to say the least. That compiled with a pretty lackluster game seven of the Flyers and Islanders, where the six upsets the one. But the biggest upset of the day, I thought, was the Kentucky Derby. And the record tying Bob Baffert's six wins now. And what John Vasquez had his third, but his 200th major win as a jockey. I don't know if you watch much of the Derby, but there was one other race, I think it was the third race, where it was a photo finish, and the horse literally won by a nostril. There was a little bit of some excitement going on. It was actually quite entertaining. It was a five-hour broadcast, which I was kind of not paying too much attention to. But if there was a race on, I watched it. But I really thought the whole, to me, the day started at a high on College Game Day with Kirk Herbstreit. And I don't know if you saw his impassioned plea. And what I got from him was not only how he felt in terms of where we are with sports and as a country, but when he talked and he brought up the Benjamin Franklin quote, which I don't know if you guys saw it or heard it, but it does bear repeating. And Benjamin Franklin once said that justice will not be served until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are. And to me, that brought just really, I couldn't stop thinking about it the whole day and watching sport and where we are and the platform we're at and what the Milwaukee Bucks did right before game two with their protests and now what they're on the verge of possibly not doing and not having a voice anymore and how we continue this conversation and movement and philosophy that we need to have change and not it just be a movement or conversation, but actually reality. So lots going on in the sports world. We've got the NFL about to kick off on Thursday with no real aligned plan because Roger Goodell has absolutely no control. We've got, let's see, Dallas is allowed to have up to 50%, although Jerry Jones says he's not going to have his stadium at 50%. You've got the Jags, of course. You know, the Southeastern, and the Jags that get 20%, I think, in Kansas City are allowing opening days, and then the rest are kind of going to wait and see. So we kind of have these guinea pigs of the NFL, as I've said to people, you know, are going to show us whether we've been doing the right thing or not, you know, and as they get more comfortable, we'll see more and more people there, and then we'll see as the months go on whether by November we've got stuffed hospitals or no one at all, and maybe we've been doing the right thing or maybe we've been doing the wrong thing. But we'll see. It's kind of interesting. The NFL and college football, I think, are going to change how we look and how we live, believe it or not. Sports is going to lead the way, crazy as that may sound. Not the ones in charge, but actual sports. So looking forward to Thursday and what that's going to look like. I will give you my prediction of I'm As always hopeful, I go into every season hoping and predicting that my Green Bay Packers will be in there and want to have a Packers-Chiefs Super Bowl. That's what I want. I would love to have an actual season and something that resembles it. Do I think we're going to get to the end of the season? I don't think so. I think there's going to be too much chaos and too much problem and too much disease. And I don't wish that upon anyone or anything. But I do hope that we get to some semblance of reality. It was nice to see the pigskin in some way on a Saturday. But it was also kind of weird just seeing, 80 band members across the entire end zone section spread out. It's just odd, you know. It's also odd when you have a game 7 and it's like, you know, the Flyers are down and they should be playing in Philadelphia and there's like no screaming Philly, you know, the most nuttiest people in sport. You know what I've always said, the only reason why there's a Philadelphia fan is to make a Raider fan look intelligent. I mean, when you don't have those guys in the stands, I mean, you know, it just changes the whole game 7. It just wasn't exciting. Granted, it was somewhat of a blowout, you know, a 3-0 shutout, but it was just not exciting to me.
Yeah, actually it was 4-0, but hey, what cares,
yeah,
right?
Well, you know what?
Look, no,
after,
but I get your
after
point.
Three,
I mean, you brought up a lot of interesting topics, and I want to dive into a couple of them, if you don't mind. So I want to first talk, and let's address your Milwaukee Buck love, and I'm right there with you on the stand that they made. However, I'm not right there with you on the stand that they're making on the basketball court. This is a disaster, bro. I don't know what you're watching. I don't know how you think they have a shot. This is going to get really ugly. And I don't know if Giannis is playing. Obviously, he hurt himself the other night. And quite frankly, this is going to get really, really ugly. Whether he decides to leave the Milwaukee Bucks or if they decide that they're going to have to get rid of about 6 players to bring in some players, there's going to be some major overhaul done in some way, shape, or form. And I hope that includes Coach Bud, too. I don't know where you stand on him, but quite frankly, this guy's a one-trick pony. And if you haven't been watching, if you're not aware, they've made no adjustments from their inefficiencies from last season and how they got ousted out of the playoffs by the Toronto Raptors. Well, now the Miami Heat are exposing the Milwaukee Bucks for a second time around. And it's mind-boggling to me that a guy doesn't make game-to-game adjustments, doesn't make in-game adjustments, just says, this is the way we play, this is how we're going to play, and that's the answer. And you know what? Here's the other part of it. This guy uses analytics as his crutch, and therefore he gets a free pass because of everything else. You know what? That just doesn't cut it with me, bro. I'm sorry, but you got to be a little more creative when you're on the professional level, and this guy has zero creativity. The Milwaukee Bucks have laid a dud. Bud's a dud in general. The Milwaukee Bucks look terrible, and they're about to get their butts swept out of the playoffs and go back to Milwaukee. And you know what? And I mean this sincerely. They should go and fight for what they truly believe in. I won't have any problem with it, but it sure as hell looks to me like they have no desire or interest to be in the bubble right now. So they should go fight for what they believe in. Go help people. Go make a difference. And I mean that sincerely, Mitch.
They had a lackluster game too, in which we had a ticky-tack foul that kind of decided the game. And there were 2 ticky-tack fouls on both sides, so I get that. So they kind of evened themselves out. So they dug themselves in a hole, and then they were at a point where they finally were at the point where they could have made a chance and win. Giannis is still Giannis. I'll give that ball. Right now, he's the man. If I want that ball to bring down the court and to give me a shot. I mean, he's the man. He is unbelievable what he can do. And then in game 3, they have an 11-point lead. How they blow that is just, you know, mind-boggling. You know, yeah, now Giannis is, we don't know if he's hurt or not. You know, yeah, their minds may be another thing, but their minds also, you know, they were extremely disappointed going into game 3 because after sitting out game 2, they meet and they call Tony Evers, the governor of the state of Wisconsin. They get him to have the state legislator meet and to discuss these very, very, very important issues in the country and especially in the state of Wisconsin. And that morning, they find out that the state legislature met for 30 seconds and adjourned, which was a slap in the face to the Bucks, which is a slap in the face to every one of these athletes, whether you're on the soccer pitch that you took a knee, or whether you sat out a practice at Alabama for football, or whether you're in the bubble with basketball. The fact that the Wisconsin State Legislature gave it 30 seconds, the Bucks probably, before Game 3, should have walked out of the bubble. Everyone would have walked out of the bubble, because what happened was the owners and the politicians realized that to keep them in the bubble, the sooner you get them in the bubble, the less teams there will be to have a voice. And
okay,
the Bucks out of there.
All right, let me stop you for a second, because you're taking a very interesting path on the way that you're going, and you're starting to bother me in the sense of you're giving these players too much credit. Okay, I'm sorry, but I've been watching the same thing you are. If these players were truly sincere about what they said, they would have walked out, and they would stop playing the game that they love and pays them so damn handsomely, bro. I'm sorry, but I can no longer sit here and say I just completely agree with the players. Because you know what? I did agree with the players. But they let me down, man. They should have walked. They should have left. They didn't leave. You know why? Because money, dude. They're greedy. And frankly, man, I'm sorry, but that's the truth. These guys are only willing to fight with words. They're not willing to fight with actions. Okay, dude? So they lost me. I'm sorry, but they lost me. And you know what? The Milwaukee Bucks have lost themselves. And you think Giannis is that great, bro? I'm sorry, man, but he ain't. He ain't that great. He can't make free throws down the stretch. He can't close a ball game. He can't shoot a shot from outside. He tries to play bully ball, and he gets called for fouls nonstop. This guy has so much to learn. I find it so interesting. Like the other day, Richard Jefferson, he finally said it, man. He said exactly what I've been wanting to say for a long time. This guy is no Batman, and he may not even be a freaking Robin, dude. Right now, to me, this guy is a third option. And I know that sounds crazy, but the guy can't shoot free throws in the clutch. The guy can't hit a shot to save his life, and then he's gonna wind up getting frustrated and plow through people and get an offensive call against him. There is no discipline. There's no leadership. There's no control. I don't know what you're watching. I'm sorry, but the Bucks are getting smoked, dude. They're getting smoked. They're getting toyed with by the Miami Heat.
Yeah, and they've had no support. Ilyasova and Korver have been absolutely silent. If you remember
Ilyasova
last year,
hasn't
they
been
buried.
On the floor. Have you been
exactly?
What is Bud's rotation, man? Bud has no rotation. This guy has absolutely ruined a great thing. Or this was an aberration, man, and all they can do is win games in the regular season. You have to translate your regular season play to the postseason. They have not done that. This is a major failure on all parts. I'm sorry, man. I'm being objective. Yes, I'm a Milwaukee Bucks fan, but I'm also calling it the way I see it. This is a major failure on all levels, starting from the top all the way to the bottom. And we haven't mentioned Malcolm Brogdon. Where the hell is Malcolm Brogdon? He should be on that team. Don't get me started, Mitch in Santa Monica. I'm glad the music's starting, because I'm absolutely insane. I'm enraged about what I've seen from the Milwaukee Bucks. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. I know I hear the music. I know we got to take a break. We're gonna wrap this hour up. Dorf on Sports, man. I'm getting a little fired up today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Dorf on Sports, meaning Andy Dorf. Keep it close, because it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You don't have to worry about me, Ricky. I can always hold up my hands.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm definitely not drinking today, man. Oh, man. Mitch in Santa Monica. You got me going, bro. You really got me going today, and I appreciate it because, truth be told, Mike Wilson, sometimes you got to let the people know that things aren't right and this is bad. The Milwaukee Bucks blew their window of opportunity. They need to bust this thing up. I'm sorry, but that is the way that I feel. And you know me, man. I am a diehard, true blue Milwaukee Bucks fan, Brewers fan, Packer fan, but I also call it the way I see it, don't I?
No, you absolutely do, and it was great listening to you and Mitch kind of go back and forth with it, and just hearing your passion for your team, man, because, look, I'm just as passionate about my Celtics and just as disappointed right now, but all I know, I'm not down 3-0. My boys are tied up at 2, but the passion that you have for the sports in your home state of Wisconsin, you know, as you refer to as that great state of Wisconsin, is truly unmatched. And you can even extend that to the Wisconsin, you know, the Badgers, too. So, it's just fun to listen to. And I appreciate the passion that you bring to the show and to your teams that you like. It's all good, brother.
Look, it's real emotions because, you know, we've talked about this before. I truly believe that everybody deserves to have their team, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever, all of them, whatever teams that you support, right. I really feel it is, you should get that feeling of winning a championship, knowing what it's like. And yeah, I've done it with the Green Bay Packers, and probably not enough, to be honest with you. And I've never had the opportunity with these Milwaukee Bucks because I'm a little too young. I wasn't around for 71. I literally just missed that one. But you know what? I really feel like people deserve that opportunity to share with their team and their people and their state and just enjoy it. I know we got to take a break. Hour number one's in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. That means Brett Boone. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The domestic violence suspect who ended up being shot in the back by Kenosha, Wisconsin police officers 2 weeks ago has released a video from his hospital bed. Jacob Blake, who is paralyzed from the waist down, talks about pain that he's been feeling and also encourages other African Americans to change their lives for the better.
Please, I'm telling you, change our lives out there. We can stick together, make some money. Make everything easier for our people out here, man, because there's so much time that has been wasted.
The one-minute video was released through Blake family lawyer Benjamin Crump. A record-breaking heat wave continues in the Southwest. Los Angeles could reach 110 today. Some slight relief there is expected tomorrow, but the demand for power to run AC across California could lead to rolling power outages over the next few days. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get colds, I don't get sick, and most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Kentucky Derby number 146 is in the books.
Authentic, 'tis the law, here's the buyer. Authentic has won the Kentucky Derby.
Larry Kalmus with the call on NBC. Authentic, the first wire-to-wire Derby winner since 2002 when War Emblem did it. Authentic's win means no Triple Crown winner this year. The Preakness Stakes will be run late this month. There were no fans in the stands at Churchill Downs, but over 1,000 people demonstrated outside the track, some demanding the Louisville police officers involved in the shooting death of a black woman, Breonna Taylor, be arrested, while others were there to support police. Last evening, the mayor said there were only some minor altercations between members of the two groups, and no arrests were made. The huge lake fire near Lake Hughes, California, has now been 95% contained. It's been burning since the 12th of August, and it's scorched 32,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Iowa's Secretary of State is calling news reports of President Trump urging his supporters to vote twice untrue.
His concern was that some of those may not get through the process properly and was encouraging voters to go to the polling places and see if they actually received their mailed-in ballot, and if not, that's when they would vote.
Republican Utah AG Paul Pate says the president's concern was strictly to make sure that all votes are counted. Reports on CNN, in Forbes, and USA Today have claimed that the president was urging people to vote twice, which would be illegal. Portland, Oregon street rioters throwing firebombs at police officers on the city's northeast side last night. Portland police say what they call a tumultuous and violent conduct situation included the use of firebombs, which injured at least one of the agitators as well. Reuters reporting that some arrests were made, although the number of those arrested has not yet been confirmed by police. Last night was the 100th consecutive night of a wave of chaos and civil unrest in parts of that city. And the hit CBS comedy Mom is returning for an 8th season, but without one of its stars, Anna Faris. It leaves her character's mother, Allison Janney, as the only lead. Faris apparently bowed out early while filming stopped due to the pandemic, even though she's in the middle of a contract. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and absolutely good evening, people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming right at you. Get at us a couple different ways. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's how you can call us. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of real, we got real U.S. Open tennis happening without fans. It's been interesting to watch that. I kind of want to get Mike's take on that. NBA basketball playoffs going on in the bubble. Some things are heating up in a major way there. NHL hockey is literally fantastic. And obviously Major League Baseball continuing to happen. College football going on, Mike. Not seeing the big names that we are accustomed to, but college football being played on Saturdays. And you know what? The sports world is somewhat rocking and rolling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is rocking and rolling. It's kind of nice to see. And you know, like you mentioned, college football is going. Power Fives are not up to bat yet, but we'll see how all that shakes out. But yeah, I mean, it's nice to see the sports world kind of coming back to normal, whatever normal is these days. But I'm all in. Sure.
Speaking of normal, Rhett Boone on the other side to talk to us about what's happening in Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Listen up, sports fans. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about our favorite sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get in your bets. BetUS.com is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the business. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MYBETUS. That's 1-800-MYBETUS, and they will walk you through getting started. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention Rick Tittle. That's me. And you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. 25 years in the business and the best bonuses. BetUS should be your sports book. Once again, join today. Call 800-MYBETUS and mention Rick Tittle, BetUS.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
It's always getting good here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm my Andy Dorf. He would be Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And we're going to hook up with Brett Boone here in a moment. Former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. 3-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glove winner, and a 2-time Silver Slugger Award winner. We love having him. Always brings insight that we cannot bring, being that he was a professional Major League player. And obviously, Mike and I aren't. We're just commentators. So, Brett, good morning, my man. How are you?
Morning, guys. What's happening?
Another day in the sun. I mean, is it pretty hot there in San Diego, too, or what?
Smoking hot. Yeah,
right.
We had
crazy,
well.
Right?
It seems like we went through a week of really hot. Then we had a little bit of relief. Now we're back to smoke. Well, it's not hot. You know, it's not like what you're used to hot. Arizona's a different level, but for us, it's pretty toasty right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just got done with a caller that called us from Santa Monica, and he's telling us how hot it is out there. So I'm assuming that it's pretty warm in San Diego as well. And speaking of San Diego, man, oh, man, we kind of talked about it a little bit, like that they would probably be making some moves. And man, oh, man, did they ever make some moves or what, Brett?
They did. They did. And I think definitely got better. They're not good enough, though. That's the negative. But I think what they're bringing this year, it's reviving this city. And you know, not that I really pay attention that much, But I'm starting to notice, I mean, there's a lot of excitement around this team. I think it's something they had to do. They've been out of the limelight and really haven't been much to talk about for a long time when it comes to San Diego Padres baseball. I think they had to make a big splash. They definitely did. Man, they got Moreland. They got, is another big bat in the lineup. Nola's having a great year catching-wise. And obviously Clevinger to put at the top of that rotation. And they got Rosenthal, too, came over in a deal, reliever. So they're good. They're exciting. I just look at it this way. That starting rotation is really good, promising. But to me, they just don't have that. They don't have that guy. They don't have a Cole. They don't have a Kershaw. They don't have a Verlander. You know, it's just they've got a bunch of really good pitchers. But I just don't see. Look at the Washington Nationals a year ago. They finish out with Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin. Those are three legit number one top of the rotation guys, and I just don't see that with the Padres. And usually what wins a World Series is that. They're still not as good as the Dodgers.
I agree. Go ahead, Mike.
I would agree as well. And, you look at the Yankees there and what your brother is currently dealing with, five and a half games out, and, they're tied with the Toronto Blue Jays. And what have you seen from Toronto that, kind of makes them a surprise in the American League East there?
Well, I think Toronto, first and foremost, beginning of the year, is they went out and got Rue, from the Dodgers to go top right of the rotation. Then you've got that, I'm sorry, they got a really good pen. And you've got a lot of really young, up-and-coming, good, exciting players. And they just, it seems like they have fun, don't have a care in the world. I think we talked about that in the preseason. Guys with nothing to lose, the young teams that are out there. But I just think that division, too, you got Tampa Bay, which for me is really, in the last week or 2 weeks, have really separated themselves from the rest, I think, in the American League, especially in the American League East, with the Yankees having their problems with everybody going on that IL. It seems like they have a new one every week. I like what Toronto did. They went out and they added Stripling. They added Robbie Ray to Rue at the top. I just really like the Rue guy at the top. He's a legit number one. I think they're an exciting play team to watch lineup-wise. I don't think we're talking about a Toronto Blue Jays that have a chance to go to the World Series, but definitely a Toronto Blue Jay organization going in the right direction.
Absolutely. That's the voice of Brett Boone hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Let's keep this rocking and rolling here with the American League. And, I just want to say this first and foremost. I do have the Tampa Bay Rays in the World Series. So right now they're holding up their end of the bargain for me. With that being said, the American League Central is got a lot of good baseball being
they really
played
do
right now. And the White Sox, wow, like they've really come on strong. Who has the pitching here? Who has the hitting? Who has the moxie? Who's going to put this together at the end of the day, Brett?
I think the White Sox, another one of those teams. They're kind of like the Padres to me. We kind of saw it coming with the young talent, but they're kind of posing as the Minnesota Twins of a year ago from the power standpoint in that lineup. Up and down that lineup, they will bludgeon you. Minnesota, still a really good team. Cleveland, good. You hit it on the head. That Central Division's really tough. But in the end, for me, they can't play with Tampa Bay. A fully hitting on all cylinders Yankees team, that Central Division can't compete with everybody healthy on the Yankees, my opinion. Houston's still hanging around, guys, and I don't want to discount. However, in the last 20 years, I don't know that the Oakland A's have ever gone past the first round in the postseason. Seems like they've been there an awful lot. A's are still making a lot of noise in the West. But I've got to say with you, with all that being said, and I think there's a lot more talent in the American League than the National League, I'm with you, Andy, and that's rare. Tampa Bay is my pick as of today. As of today. Yankees got a lot of healing to do, you know, and unless they get everybody going, that, I don't know. Paxton, for me, is a key to that team. I don't think you win with just Cole and Tanaka at the top. I think they're really good, but not good enough to win at all. I just think Tampa Bay just has so much pitching. They keep throwing it at you. They got really, really good players playing all over the field, different positions. They're just top to bottom, just really solid. I've watched them quite a bit recently, and they've really, really impressed me. That American League's very talented. Whereas you look at the National League, you basically have the Dodgers, who are cream of the crop, and I don't think it goes even – there's not an argument. Then you've got the Padres and the Atlanta Braves. I got three teams that are the elite over there. And then you got outside teams. Philly's making some noise right now. And I never discount the St. Louis Cardinals. Somehow, some way, they always find a way to be a factor in the postseason.
Yeah, they do seem to find a way to be competitive, even when they've – obviously not played as many games as everybody else. They'll still have to kind of make those up a little bit. But I agree with you. They do seem to find a way to be competitive. What about our Arizona Diamondbacks? Let's just kind of talk about that for a moment. Obviously a fire sale. Archie Bradley, they get rid of him, a guy that really loved being an Arizona Diamondback as far as I could tell. From everything that he said, everything that he's done, he was a guy that was in the community quite a bit. Are you surprised? Are you shocked that the D-backs just decided to say we can't compete? Let's bag it this year?
No, I'm not. You know, I think we had higher expectations. I definitely had higher expectations in that National League West. You know, I thought the Diamondbacks were gonna be the team that was right behind the Dodgers and to go on to the postseason. I just think they saw the writing on the wall from the beginning, and I think Bumgarner not being the Bumgarner they expected coming over, things just didn't go well for them. I think it's a similar story to how the national season is going. You know, you're coming off a World Series, yeah, you lose Rendon over there in Washington, but you expect to be able to piece together that lineup, and you still got the big three at the top. Strasburg goes down, which is a huge, that's a huge loss for any team, and next thing you know, the Nationals are playing way below 500. I think, very similar outcomes, higher expectations, and once you get to a certain point, you make a decision as an organization. You're going to go forward. You're going to, because we've talked about at length on this show how easy it is to get to the postseason this year. I mean, you could be a sub 500 and get to the postseason. But I think the Arizona was far enough along in their league or in this season so far. The writing was so clear on the wall to that organization, they decided this year to cut bait. And I don't blame them. I think they were going nowhere, especially in that American League West. They were just no chance to compete with the two top dogs over there.
Yeah, the National League West. I know what you meant. But and in general,
the National League West. I apologize. I threw in a dogs for you, Andy. Look at me commenting.
No, I'm with you. But it's kind of interesting to me about Bumgarner in the sense of, maybe the Giants knew something that they just decided they weren't going to continue with him, and I think we're seeing the results of that here for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's been on the IL. He's had some struggles. He's just probably not the same guy that he was before. All right, I hear the music. I guess we got to take a break. My bad. We'll continue with the conversation with Brett Boone on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Yeah.
Are
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Alrighty, people, welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with us right now, Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, and a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. And man, oh man, the guy likes to hang out with us. There must be something we're doing right, and we do appreciate Brett so much because he's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to baseball. And obviously, we've talked a lot about the American League. We've talked a little bit about what's happening there in the American League East, the Central. We didn't talk anything about the West right now. Oakland continuing to be on top of that division. The Astros seem to find it, and then they seem to lose it again really quickly, Brett. So what are you seeing? Why are they being so inconsistent this year?
Why are they being what? I didn't. You cut
you're
out.
You're okay. For... You're fine. Why is Houston showing us a little bit of inconsistency this year? Like, you know, in the past years, they've won 100 games, right? They've been so good. This year, they win three, they lose three. They seem to be a little bit more up and down. Is it the transition with Dusty being there? Is it that they're getting everybody's best punch? What do you think it is?
No, it's called Verlander's on the IL, and we lost the best pitcher in the world. That'll put a wrinkle into your plans. Still got a formidable lineup, one of the best in the big leagues. Still a great team. You've got guys stepping up that I didn't necessarily think were still going to do it. Greinke at the age of 37, I believe, still doing a great job. Valdez, Javier have stepped it up. To just take a Verlander and a Cole from the top of your rotation, go in without them and still be sitting in that division where they are is kind of a tribute to how good that team really is. So I didn't expect them with those two missing to even be in this position, but they're showing that, you know, that's a great team. The A's for me, they're always, they just tease you, you know. They've been playing great. I had high expectations for Montez, the guy at the top of the rotation. He's got a 6 earning, and he doesn't look the same. Out of the gate, he pitched great his first couple outings. Ever since then, it's been terrible. Manea, I think that's how you pronounce it, pitched good last night. Lizardo, Fears. You know, Fears is just kind of a nice pitcher in that rotation. I don't think the A's, top to bottom, I just don't think they're good enough to say get to the World Series. I'd still take Houston in a short series with them. Once again, it all comes back to the other divisions, you know, with the Central being as strong as it is, Tampa Bay being what they are now, kind of separated themselves from the rest, and the Yankees with the threat, if they get healthy by the postseason, too much firepower for the A's.
Okay.
Yeah. Brett, during your career, you got to play with some absolute, you know, studs. Remember you talking about Griffey and just going, okay, yeah, this guy's different. Mike Trout, he hit his 300th home run. You can certainly make the argument that Mike Trout is just one of those dudes, one of those guys. He hit 300. He's the 16th player to hit that home run before he's 29. What can you say about Mike Trout that already hasn't been, that story been said? I mean, he's just amazing.
He really is. And the more you watch him, I remember his rookie year and watching him and just the base stealing threat that he was then. And not so much anymore. And that tends to happen over great players' career. They tend to run a little bit less as their career goes on. But I mean, just the overall package for Trout. You watch him, you know, the great players are for me, were always the ones that are hitting 300 and on base 400. Trout is exceeding that by a lot. He's right there in line with the greatest players that have ever played this game. And I think, you know, I've really taken a look at Trout the last couple of years because of the overwhelming praise he's gotten from the baseball world as being, you know, kind of people talk about this game now, and it's just kind of, oh, yeah, and Trout's the best player, matter of fact, almost Jordan-esque in the NBA. And I'm kind of a guy that doesn't just give guys that podium without seeing that they deserve that podium. I've watched Mike Trout over the last couple of years. He really is that good. And especially from the, you know, from a hitting standpoint, being a right-handed hitter too. It's rare that you say the overwhelmingly best player in the game is a right-handed hitter. It's usually a left-handed hitter.
Right.
But, man, he's impressive. He's just so, he's so tough. He's so patient. He just has good at-bats when he needs to have good at-bats. And you've got a lot of young players in this game that are coming for Mike Trout. But I think right now, as it stands, I think he's earned that label as being the best player in the game.
All right, so speaking of labels and earning them, Bryce Harper is obviously a pretty fiery guy, and we're all competitors, obviously, at different levels and different games that we all played throughout our lives. But do you like the fire that this guy brings, or do you find him to be a distraction at times? How does Bryce Harper sit with you?
I like Bryce Harper, and I think it's genuine. You know, it's all about how you read somebody, and is it an act? Is it a shtick? Or is it real? I see it being real from Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's a great player, MVP-type player when he's got it going. Now, he's proven this far in his career not to be a reliable guy, that every year the numbers are going to be there. You know, you look at the great players, and usually you can flip the bubblegum card over. And whatever numbers you see there, they're usually pretty consistent. They're going to have a small spread. They're either going to hit between, you know, they're always going to hit between 290 and 310. They're always going to drive in 100 runs or right there around. With Harper's card, you don't know. You could get an MVP or you can get a pretty average player. So, but the talent is undeniable. the passion he brings, I think, is legitimate. And I think that's why when they were making these big deals, you know, lately there's been a lot of $300 million deals signed. With the Harper thing, I thought, well, when I spend that kind of money, I want to know what I'm getting year in and year out, and I don't think you do with Harper. But as far as a marketability and to put him on the cover, and I'm going to get as layman as, let's start talking about a guy that I can put on the cover of my organization, you know, the cover of the yearbook, to be really old school. I think Harper's a guy that puts people in the seats because of what he brings, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And I think there's definitely a value to that, and not too many players have it. You know, Rendon, one of my favorite, quiet, great right-handed hitters in the game right now. He's not going to put people in the seats to watch Rendon play, even though Rendon is an electric, great player on both sides of the ball. But people will go to Philly to say, let me check out this Bryce Harper guy. I think there's a lot of value to that.
Absolutely. What have you got coming on the Boone podcast?
I don't know. It's always something new, and I have no idea. You know, like I told you, it's kind of something I'm having a little fun with. You know, I jot down throughout the week, I'll just jot down some ideas. So you got to tune in, check it out.
Apple, absolutely. I mean, Spotify. I have been checking it out, just so you know. I have definitely checked it out. It's good. I like it. You kind of break things down in a really unique way, and I think you get in depth a lot more than most people do.
I'm going to start bringing interviews to it, you know, going into my past, and you're going to bring some old-timers, and then we're going to have current players, and we'll see how it goes, but that's the next step for me, you know, being in that interview chair. That's somewhere I've never been, so it'll be interesting.
I love it, man. I love what you're doing, Brett. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. You know his accolades. Four-time All-Star, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover winner, and a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. Anyways, we got to take that break. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Now, today's Real Ketones Good Health Tip. Beginning your low-carb lifestyle? Just start simple. Number one, pick protein. Chicken, beef, pork, turkey, seafood, and eggs. Number two, pick low-carb veggies. Cauliflower, broccoli, zucchini, cucumbers, etc. Number three, add good fats. Butter, cheese, bacon, avocado, and nuts. It's that simple. And now a word from Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. If you knew there was an energy shot that also helped you lose weight, would you try it? Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots give you sustained energy without the sugar jitters or crash. That's why Keto Energy Shots constantly get 5-star reviews. The secret is our patented all-natural ingredient DBHB. This powerful ingredient revs up your metabolism and turns your body into a fat-burning machine in only minutes. Feel energized while shredding unwanted pounds. Pull into a CVS now and look for Keto Energy Shots in the weight loss aisle, or go to realketones.com.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from HomeAdvisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to HomeAdvisor's approval and terms. Valid for new HomeAdvisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gas. And see full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
And they're off. It's Sandy's boy going to the front. Shooting Star is second. Larkspur third. At the quarter, it's Sandy's boy by three lengths. Larkspur is second by a head. Shooting Star third, a length on the rail. Into the stretch, it's Sandy's boy by one length and going to a drive. Larkspur second, a neck on the rail. Shooting Star third, and here comes Seabreeze in the middle of the track. It's a driving finish. Larkspur and Seabreeze, Larkspur and Seabreeze, head and head. And now it's Seabreeze taking the lead. At the finish, it's Seabreeze by three quarters of a length. Larkspur a half a length. Sunbonnet Sue and Mercury.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career.
Really?
Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard?
Big joke. Big joke.
Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people.
Well, there goes the 2 weeks of camp I promised the kids this summer.
What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
This is Dorf on Sports.
The Derby is maybe the best 2 minutes in sports, is what I'm being told by everybody all the time. And authentic outduel tis the law in the Derby for an upset. And amazing stuff. I mean, those are four-legged athletes. We run around on two. I've got two legs. But ultimately, those horses, they run around four, and they're four-legged athletes, Mike. And I don't know how much you watch the Derby or anything, but I know it's a huge spectacle. And obviously, things right now are much different the way that we're being presented all these things that usually are huge events. But the Derby came, went, and authentic outduel tis the law.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great spectacle. Like, you know, if all things were normal, Dorf, I think you and I'd have to make a road trip or a flight and just kind of take it in, get all dressed up, see all the women in their hats and all that kind of stuff. But it certainly, I would agree with you, it's one of the best 2 minutes in sports that we ever see on a yearly basis.
All right, let's talk about a few things before we get the heck out of Dodge today. A great show that we've had, and it always seems to go too quick, and we never have enough time to really talk about things the way that we want to. So let's try to break things down as quickly as we can. The Rockets and the Lakers, Rockets get game one. I think that when you play the Rockets, there is a little bit of an adjustment that you have to go through. And you have to realize that they're going to be playing guys that are all 6'7" or under, and you need to figure out how you can exploit those matchups. And I always feel like game one is that feel-out game. So I'm expecting the Lakers to respond in a major way, and I think they will be able to exploit some of the matchups that they were unable to exploit in game one, and obviously further on throughout this series as well. I fully expect the Lakers to come out the victors, but I do see a scenario where the Houston Rockets throw this strange small ball up and down the floor type of game at you, and it could give you some fits and some nightmares. So I think the Lakers win this, but there's a part of me that says they don't have the greatest shooters. I know they have LeBron James and I know they have AD, but they're going to need a Kuzma or somebody else to step up and make big shots for them at certain moments and times, because Houston does have guys that can take and make shots.
Yeah. And that's that's the thing with me when you look at this series is who can make shots and who can't. And the way the NBA is set up now, you got to have shooters. And the Lakers just don't have shooters. If LeBron James wants to sit out there and take threes, if I'm Houston, knock yourself out. Because LeBron from three is he's okay, but to me he's kind of streaky from out there. If LeBron wants to take the ball to the rim and dish it off to AD or something like that, then the Lakers are going to be successful because obviously the Lakers have size, you know, in spades on their team. But you know, you just never know with Houston because they can just get on a streak. They got Harden that can shoot it. You know, they got other players from the outside that can shoot it, and they have guys on Houston that know their role. They know who the first option is. They know who the second option is. And then everybody else is kind of that third option. The Lakers, who's their third option? Is it Kuzma? Is it KCP? Is it, whoever? So I do expect, like you, that the Lakers are going to win today. And like LeBron said, he goes, we got to feel for the Rockets' speed. But, you know, hey, LeBron, that speed's still going to come at you. And you got to get those big guys back on defense. You got to get guys guarded and spotting up on Harden. There's a lot of things the Lakers got to figure out. And I think, you know, Houston creates just a conundrum for teams with their small ball use.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, they, as much as I don't like Mike D'Antoni, he's figuring out ways to make these guys go out there and compete at an extremely high level. So as much as I don't like his style, as much as I think it's a loser type style, he might prove me wrong in the sense of these guys are just going to work so hard for him and play their tails off and give everything that they have. So I can appreciate the effort that he's getting from his players. Let's talk Nuggets. Let's talk Clippers for a second. Nuggets obviously get blown out in game one, come back, respond extremely well in game two. They basically led that thing from start to finish. They put up 44 points in the first quarter. They never look back from that. They're up 19 or something along those lines after quarter one. And, you know, you just kind of got to keep being able to fend off these guys because you know they're going to keep coming at you. I see the Nuggets giving them fits. I really do. I think this is another series that's going to be long and tough and very difficult for the Clippers. And I also see a scenario here where the Nuggets could wind up beating them because Joker is really tough. Jamal Murray is really tough. Gary Harris is now back, playing extremely well, made some really big shots for them in game two. I think the more confidence that Denver gets, the more dangerous they become.
No, you're exactly right. And it's, you know, you look at the Nuggets last night, and they scored, what you said, like 40 points in that first quarter. And I'm sitting there kind of flashing back to the Doug Moe era back in the 80s with the Nuggets just putting crazy points on the board in each quarter. But the Clippers, as much as you and I talk about the Clippers and their depth, they've been kind of up and down with this playoffs. And it's making me wonder, are they truly as good as we think that they are? And do they have the chemistry to carry them through? So we'll see. I mean, I do think that the Nuggets can give them a series. Like, I see this going six or seven games, and you got to wonder, does Paul George show up? Is he out of the shooting slump that he was in round one? I mean, he was 7-for-19 last night, so that's not a great – that's a lot of shots to only get 22 points. So we'll see with that, with Kawhi, he had a bad game. He was 4-for-17, 13 points. So you got to wonder, is the chemistry there? Are they actually engaged with all this? You know, does Doc have to kind of read the riot act a little bit on his guys to get them motivated? So, yeah, as as many points as the Nuggets scored yesterday, there's just as many questions for me with the Clippers.
Yeah, no, I think the Nuggets are really, really solid. I really do. I mean, right. Jamal Murray can take anybody. Joker, where he hurts you, obviously, is a little bit on the defensive side. Offensively, though, he might be the most dangerous big man in the game offensively. And they've got some young guys that are playing extremely well right now. And I think the way that they responded shows me that they're in this thing for the long haul. And you brought up a good point about Paul George. I mean, this is the guy that Kawhi handpicked. And he has definitely struggled in the playoffs. And it seems like he does not rise to the occasion. So I think this is game three is going to be extremely important for the winner. Game three, game five, those are huge games. So ultimately, I'm intrigued to see how both of these guys respond. The Nuggets, after a nice performance after a tough game one, were, you know, they were tired. They admittedly said they were tired. Game two, refocused, looked like they were ready to play, and obviously they got the victory. Let's talk Raptors and Celtics for a moment. You know, when certain things happen in a sporting event, the way that you respond from that is challenging, difficult. I think you know where I'm going with this. And with what happened to the Boston Celtics in Game 3, where they go from thinking that they win that game to losing on a miracle three-point play by OG, and then you have a Game 4 loss where, to be honest with you, I thought the Raptors just looked like the better team the whole game.
Right.
So, and Siakam seems to be finding himself a little bit. Kyle Lowry is having a huge impact defensively, man, just getting in the way and, like, causing those offensive fouls. I feel like the momentum is absolutely swung. So now you're in a three-game series. Now it becomes who can win two out of the next three. And the Raptors now have the home court advantage. Doesn't really matter so much because of where they're playing. But I do think that momentum has a lot to do with things. And the momentum has definitely shifted here, Mike.
Oh, God. Yeah, I couldn't agree more with the whole momentum thing. You know, I'm with you. Momentum plays a huge role, whether we're talking the NBA, NFL, whatever sport we're talking about. But that miracle shot that OG hit, I mean, everybody knows I'm a huge Celtics fan. I went from the high of highs watching Kemba throw the no-look to Tice underneath for the dunk with a half a second, just going, yeah, we're up 3-0, to, are you kidding me? You know, did I just see what I thought I just saw? And now Boston somehow has to find some momentum. They have to look at shots going in. Yesterday, they had plenty of guys that just didn't shoot well. Kemba had a bad shooting night. Jaylen Brown, who I'm a huge Jaylen Brown guy, he had a bad game. And, you know, Kemba said, you know, Kemba only shot 9 times. You know, he only had 9 field goal attempts, and he called it unacceptable. Yeah, I would call it unacceptable too. Jaylen was like, I played like crap. I can't do that. I have to be there for my teammates. And he goes, everybody else has to step up. We're in a battle now. We're tied. And so we got to see what kind of moxie these young up and coming guys on Boston have. Tatum has to be more aggressive to me. Jaylen has to take it to the rack more. And then Marcus Smart, look, can you stop shooting threes a little bit? Because he puts those babies up, and he'll miss 5 in a row, okay? And it's like, okay, take it to the rack. And Toronto, you hit the nail on the head with Toronto. Toronto has all the momentum. Lowry's found his group. Siakam, who just scares me to death because he can play different positions, and he's big and he's long. It's just one of those things where Toronto's found their groove, and Boston has to stop that groove and find theirs.
Yeah, here's what I know. You were supposed to come over for a steak dinner that I made, and I tried calling you and absolutely heard nothing from you. So I know where your mind and where your heart was, and you were hurt. And think about this. Adrian Peterson back in the NFC North signing with the Lions. This guy just will not go away. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back with parting shots. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. By the way, you can always catch us live each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we come back, so adjust your dial to be in touch with us whenever you can check us out here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're always here with you. And obviously want to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us. And then Brett Boone for joining us as well, former Major League Baseball player. We talk to those guys each and every week because they're so good at what they do, to be honest with you. Mike, as you know, parting shot time. You are up, my friend.
Hey, look, the NFL is coming back, and let's just face it, the NFL rules this country. It's the most popular sport, and hopefully we can start the season with no interruptions, depending on what the virus does and all that kind of stuff. So here's to another NFL season, and here's to your Packers and my Dolphins for some great success this week, or
yeah,
this season.
No, you know, you're so right. We've kind of neglected the NFL, obviously because no preseason games, and we're just living in a much different world. But there are so many storylines to start diving into, and we will, obviously, next week we'll start getting into that, and the action will already be here, which is insane and crazy all at the same time, but we love it. My parting shot is, look, let's have a great day. Let's have a wonderful weekend. Stay with the people you love and care about, and just keep being you and be kind. Do good things for other people. For Mike, for Scott, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf.